this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Talks. I'm Matt Haynes here with Troy Harmon. DJ.
Good morning.
Barker is joining us today and Charlie Holloway. Guys, good to have you this morning.
Hey,
thank you
going,
for
man?
Having us.
Yeah.
Excited. Got DJ on for the first time today.
That's right.
Excited to have you with
the
us, man.
Debut.
Excited to be here.
Welcome to Money Talks.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You'd think a guy with a name like DJ would have been on the radio before.
Yeah, you know what? It's a shame he hadn't.
You know, well, you know, you see it oftentimes. You know, you get the FM people flipping over to the AM dial, and DJ, I guess you've done the same.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm going to be flipping some tunes here later today.
Yes. Yes, I'm.
You've never heard the jokes about DJ. I'm sure.
No.
Yeah, never.
No.
Yeah, they're all new. Yeah.
All new.
Well, good deal. Well, like I said, you're listening to Money Talks, and we're glad to have you with us this morning. And we'll be answering lots of questions today. Got lots to cover. A lot of economic data. Had some earnings releases as earnings season continues. Troy, we can get into some of this stuff. And let me go ahead and be sure I get this out. If you've got questions you want us to answer on the air, as you well know, if you listen to us often, we record the show during the week. So you can call us or email us during the week and get us your questions so we can answer them here on the air Saturday mornings. But our phone number, if you want to give us a call, is 770-429-9166. Or if you want to email us, you can do that at drgene@hensler.com. So with that being said, Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Get started, man. What's going on
S&P
with,
500
economics?
Up this week, increased 1.4%, and a real big change. Utilities actually led the way, doubling the market's increase. They're up by 2.8%. Yeah, financials were on the bottom, but they're still positive by 0.5%. Industrials, a bit of a rebound for industrials as well. Year to date, they haven't really fared that well. I think it's probably somewhat of an overhang from energy.
So utilities, do you think they're projecting maybe a delay in the interest rate hike?
Well, I mean, we
are they
get
just
that
I know
that
I know they too. Had done so poorly year to date that maybe it's just a little bit of a rebound from that.
Yeah, without a doubt, utilities are very sensitive to interest rates, and you would have to believe that the market has given us a bit of that signal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of it. And I think market related. Interest rates on fixed income, the Treasury, were actually up a little bit, which is strange. You have market-related interest rates that are up. We had the 2-year Treasury was up 5 basis points. The 30-year dipped a little bit, but everything else was up. Very minor, but still positive.
About flat on the 10-year basis point. Yeah,
right. So, it's a little bit strange to see what happened there. But we did have quite a bit of economic information to talk about. Durable goods, new orders of durable goods rose 3.4% in June, which is exactly what analysts had expected. If you look a little deeper into the numbers, if you exclude the defense portion of that, the reading was up 3.8%. So that's where most of that increase was. We got information on S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, 10-city composite index, was up 4.7% from the previous year, which is a little stronger than it was last month, which was 4.6%. And then the 20-city index is up 4.9% over last year's value, and that, too, was a little bit stronger than last month. National index was up 4.4%. When you get very bottom of the note, it says when you adjust all this, for seasonality, you actually had a dip at 0.2%. So,
how about that?
It's a little bit stronger. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag, but it's still, you know, somewhat positive. Home prices are continuing to rise.
And I'm seeing it locally too, right? So I was talking to a good friend of mine who's in the real estate brokerage business, and he, I live in Cherokee County, so just north of Atlanta, up this way, and Cherokee County saw more home sales in June of this year than in any year over the past 5. So June set a record for the last 5 years in home sales in Cherokee County. July is looking strong as well, obviously finishing it up this week. But homes are selling, and it'll slow down, right? So the peak is now waning because everybody's going back to school.
Right.
So you're going to see that slow down a little bit. But
absolutely. Well, I mean, you're talking about that, the MBA mortgage applications. The index was actually positive by 0.8%, but if you look at what happened, it's really been driven by the refinance index, which was up 1.6%, and actually purchases were down 0.1%, so a tenth of a percent. And if you look at the numbers on the mortgages, we had a 30-year that
ticked up.
It
went down, it was
409.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yep. Down from 417.
From 417, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So, you know, all things considered, that's probably what drove refis to be a little bit stronger.
Yep.
We've seen lately when the mortgage rates increase, people start scrambling around and try to buy. And yep. when they fall back, it's almost always a sign that they're going to refi. So, that pattern pretty much followed through. Conference Board consumer confidence was not good this week. See, the overall index declined by 8.9 points from 99.8 down to 90.9. And it seemed like most of it was this anticipation that jobs are going to
slow.
So mm-hmm. when that happens, you also expect that your chances for a pay increase are going to slow as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything except that consumers anticipate things are going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
No real hard data there. FOMC monetary policy, we've already talked about this a little bit. Left the rates flat. I don't know of anybody that was surprised.
No shock there.
Yeah,
so September's still where everybody's looking, right?
September, some are pushing it off to as far as December.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it's meeting to meeting now.
It is, yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen within the next few meetings.
Well, you would expect.
Yeah.
I think the
rates are going to rise for a long time.
Well,
eventually.
Eventually.
It's going to
be
right.
Eventually
rise.
Gonna be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't go down.
Do you remember when we got to where we are? December 2008 is how long the rate has been at 0 to 0.25. I never would have guessed all of this, especially when back then, you know, they were blaming it on Greenspan for spiking rates down and causing the housing bubble.
Yep.
You know, he caused the housing bubble with rates going to 1% for 1 year.
Right.
And now we have rates at 0 to 0.25 for, what are we at, 6 years now?
6 years at least. Yeah. Yeah, solid 6 years.
Almost seven.
If
they make it to December, that's what we'll have.
When was the last actual hike?
It would have been
07?
It
was before that.
Four or five.
It was, yeah, right in there.
So it's been 9 or 10 years since.
Yeah, since we had an increase.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. But anyway, we're still sitting here. And to be honest with you, I still believe that inflation is going to be the key. They've
got
a
sign of it, right?
Well, I mean, a little, but you worry more about deflation sometimes than you do the inflationary pressure. Usually what happens is economic growth drives prices higher, and when prices go up, inflation obviously is the measure of that.
Mm-hmm.
It gets up closer to the target, it gets above their target, and then you see them start move to slow economic growth. But their target right now is 2%. And I think our last measure was 1.2%. So really it's been how do you make an argument that we should raise interest rates if that is the only measure that you use? Now, there's a lot of folks that would benefit from a higher interest rate, and that, too, would be fine as long as it didn't, you know, stop economic growth prematurely, for sure.
Sure.
Right.
But anyway, we got the first reading on second quarter GDP, gross domestic product was increased by 2.3% in the second quarter. Now, we'll get two more measures of this second quarter change, and usually that's all we get. But if you looked at the details, we also got an indication on our fourth reading from the first quarter, which last time we heard it was negative 0.2, but now they're saying that it was actually positive 0.6. GDP growth was positive in the first quarter, and second quarter gives us 2.3%.
Yeah, it's the old under-promise, over-deliver.
Well, right.
Lowball it, and then we'll just raise it up as we go.
I guess. Maybe that's it. Usually economists don't play that game too much, Charlie.
Try to get it be accurate with their numbers.
Yeah, they're not as fun-loving as some of the rest of us. They usually try to hit right on the number. They don't like surprises. I don't know why. But, yeah, that was it's a little bit different news, I guess. 2.3 is okay. They expected 2.5%, so the market didn't just fall apart, but it surely didn't have a big reason to go higher either.
Yeah, so oil inventories decreased a little bit.
They did, and it drove the price a little bit higher. You see crude from last week moved up to $48.86. This week, it was last week at $48.25, but we're still below 50 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, I would not have expected that by this time mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. year, but everybody's still pretty convinced that they're not going to lose market share, continue to pump more oil out of the ground that we're using. Although demand has increased as well, but you know we're not surely soaking up all the supply that's out there. So as long as that continues, I believe you'll still see oil prices are going to stay pretty low.
It's going to be something to watch right in the months ahead with this Iran deal. See how that does or doesn't affect things.
And that's not going to spike immediately. That's going to take a little bit of time to get an idea as to how much they can actually get to market.
Yep, absolutely.
So, anyway.
Well, is earnings season still cranking along? I mean, we've got just to wrap things up here over the next few seconds. So, I mean, a ton of releases on earnings. Mm-hmm. Are we halfway through yet?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. Got a few numbers here. The one thing that is a little bit disconcerting, our growth is negative, but, you know, energy's growth is negative 30%. So, wow. Overall securities, we've had 324 of the 500 of the S&P 500 have reported. Earnings growth is positive, 1.04, but still energy's down 57.5%.
Well, it's got really tough comps from...
absolutely.
I mean, it hadn't fallen off the cliff a year ago.
Right. And that's the situation.
Well, that's the asterisk by all those, right? I mean, really is true.
Crude oil didn't start its decline until toward the end of June, and it absolutely does have tough comps. And energy's making a big difference in there. So, you know, more than two-thirds of the way... or about two-thirds of the way through earnings season. Sales surprises 48 basis points. Earnings surprises 5.5%. Growth is a little better than one. Hopefully we'll have some decent earnings as we go through.
Decent earnings mm-hmm. this week. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, let's go ahead and take a break here, and we'll come back and talk about a case study and see if you got a dog of the week for us. And, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.